Believe it or not, the census didn't actually start collecting data on marriages and divorces until 2008. Now the first wave of numbers has been analyzed, and the data show that in Wisconsin, neither the marriage nor the divorce rates are as high as the national average. In Wisconsin, only about 1.7% of men tied the knot in 2009, compared with 1.9% nationally. There was a similar gap for Wisconsin women, with about 1.6% in the state saying I do that year, while nationally it was closer to 1.8%. And Wisconsin divorce rates were lower than the national average by similar margins. Diana Elliott is a family demographer for the U.S. Census Bureau. She says those numbers go hand in hand.
If you don't have as many people getting married, you don't have as many people in the pool to get divorced. For example, if people for some reason in Wisconsin are delaying marriage, then the marriage rates are going to be a little bit lower, and then the divorce rates are going to be a little bit lower.
Elliott says the data also reveal an interesting national trend.
We see that since 1970, the median age for men and women has increased for first marriage by about 6 years.
That means the average man marries at about age 28, while for the average woman, it's at about age 26. Elliott says these rates are connected to higher education levels. In other words, she says, the more highly educated a population is, the more it tends to delay marriage. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.